Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nazir Daf Yud. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins the second line from the top of Daf Yud at the Mishnah. Omar, a person says, Omra Porazu, this cow said, now we have what appears to be a talking cow. Hareini Nazira im Oimedes Ani. I will be a Nazir if I stand up. Omer Hadeles Hazeh. And now we have the talking door. Hareini Nazira im Niftachani. I will be a Nazir if I open up. Beishamai Omrim Nazir. Beishamai says the Nazir's vow takes hold. Ubeisilo Omrim Eino Nazir. And Beisilo says it does not take hold. Omar Rebbe Yehuda. Afkish Omru Beishamai. Even when Beis Shammai refers to something that takes hold, Lo Omru Elo Ba'Omer Hare Porozu Olai Korban Im Oimedes Ad Ani. The Rashi explains, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Omru Beis Shammai Shihei Nazir Klal. Beis Shammai never says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai never said that there would be Nazirus. Shehein lo dibru elo leinyan neder. Beis Shammai spoke only in terms of a vow. Shim omar hareini nozir mibesora v'hare porazu olai korban im oimedes hi me'eleha v'omde me'eleha dehavi nodur heimena v'eino nozir. If someone had said that I am a nozir from its flesh, and that this cow is upon me like a sacrifice, if it stands up on its own, and it stood up on its own. In a case like that, then he would be prohibited from benefiting from its meat. But he's not a Nazir. This Mishnah, as you can well imagine, is very difficult to understand on its, we'll say, simple level of reading. First of all, we have a talking cow and a talking door. What could that possibly be? This, of course, is the Gemara's opening question. Poro mi komishtaya? Does a cow speak? So we have a Mishnah that certainly needs explanation. On the side of the Gemara, we have a nosei, Mivneh heading. They'll say the topic heading, Mivneh structural note. And we also indicate that this discussion will go ad soif amid base. We have a pretty long discussion ahead of us. Basically, it's one topic till the end of today's shir. The diamonds are Nisyonis Lahasbir Hodikotoni Bimasnisen, attempts to explain that which it says in the Mishnah, Omar Omra Porazu Hareini Nazira Im Oimedes Ani. To explain this story of someone telling us about a cow that says, I will be a Nazir if I stand up. So just to get a bird's eye view of the Gemara, you notice that we have a number one with a diamond. That's Rami Bar Chama's approach. Several lines from the bottom, Rava, and he's noted as two, and we see an Aleph and a Beis. So we have two stages in appreciating what Rava says till that point. And then when you get to Amud Beis, you'll see a Gimel. That will be a third stage in finally presenting the Mishnah. Now the Gemara. Omar Rami Bar Chama. Hocha b'mayaskinon. Here in the Mishnah, what are we talking about? Kegon shahoysa pora revutza lefanov. We have a person standing in front of a cow that's revutza. Revutza means it's in a lying position, or it's a crouched, lying position. V'omar. And the fellow says, the person says, Kisvura porazu eino oimedes. This cow gives us the impression that it's not going to stand up. Hareini nozir mi besora im omdo me'eleha. I am a nozir from its flesh if it stands up on its own. The omdo me'eleha. And lo and behold, the animal stood up on its own. Using this as our foundation, that the Mishnah is a man who said, "Hareini nozir mibesora im omdo me'eleha." We will then discover that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel rule what they rule. We saw in the Mishnah Beis Shammai saying there is a nozir. He becomes a nozir, and Beis Hillel says he does not become a nozir. This is a reflection of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel being consistent with what we learned in our previous year. They are consistent with their opinions. Beis Shammai, the Amri, Minat Grogros, Minat Velo, Havi Nozir. We saw on Daf Tes, where a person had said, Hareini Nozir Minat Grogros, Minat Velo. Beis Shammai ruled he is a nazir. So even though you have a person declaring nazirus and then stating from abstention from figs, grogros and vela are different figs in different forms of preparation. For our purposes, grogros and vela are a reference to figs. Of course, figs have nothing to do with actual Torah nazirus. Nazirus is abstention from wine with other halachas that accompany it. And yet Beis Shammai says that if a person says Hareini nozir min agros min avela, he becomes a nozir. Hachanami ki omar mi besara. Here too, when he says Hareini nozir mi besara, I'm accepting nazirus from its flesh. Have a nozir. But he becomes a nozir. We look at the at the opening phrase of this individual. We saw in our previous year the concept of Tfos Loshon Rishon. We focus on the opening part of his phrase comment. Ubeis Hillel omrim lo havi nozir, and Beis Hillel again consistent with the case of the Mishnah Daf Tes Hareini nozir mi Gumina Grogros and the Velo Besham Beis Hillel says he's not a nozir. Likewise over here, expressing nazirus from flesh, that flesh meat has nothing to do with nazirus. Here we have a very helpful marking, a bracketed section. If you skip the brackets, by skipping the brackets, you're able to maintain the logical flow of this sukya. And let's skip it initially just to get into the feel of the flow. Omar Rava. Rava, hearing Rami Barhamo's explanation, specifically that which we dashed underlined, and we have an arrow. Again, you see an arrow to the right-hand side of the Gemara text. Rava says, Mi kotani, does it say in the Mishnah, im omdo me'eleha? The Nazirus, according to Rami Barhamo, was contingent upon the animal standing up on its own, without him having to exert any, without the person or the owner exerting any effort. If it stood up on its own, then the Nazirus kicks in, according to Beis Shammai. So the idea of it standing up on its own is very central to the Nazirus. And that's what Rami Bar Chama said that the Mishnah is talking about. But does it say that in the Mishnah? So Rava's objection to Rami Bar Chama is a textual type objection, where Rava here says, Mikotoni Yomdo Me'aleo? Does it say that? Elo Omar Rava. And then Rava goes on with his presentation, his explanation of the Mishnah. What were the circumstances? Before, of course, we get to that, we go back to the bracketed section. We have a note on the side where the starred note appears halfway down the page. The Gemara section of the page, and the margin we wrote Achrei Sograim Rava Yakshal Pirusha Shirami Bar Chama Ala Mishnah. After the brackets, as we already saw, Rava raises his objection to Rami Bar Hama's explanation of the Mishnah. Besoch HaSagram and Gemara Sholos, within the brackets, the Gemara will ask, Delefi HaHesper Shal Rami Bar Hama Din Zek Far Shinui Bavar. According to Rami Bar Hama's explanation, where he had said, Harini Nozir Mi Besori Momdo Me'aleo, and Beis Shammai is Lishitosam, and Beis Hillel is Lishitosam, where each one is in effect repeating here in this Mishnah Daf Yud what they already said in the Mishnah Daf Tes, Zek Far Shinui Bavar. We already learned this in Kain, Loma Tzrichi Oy Dugma. Why then do we need another example of essentially the same thing? That's the Gemara's question. So, we turn now to the bracketed section, and we have also a structural note on the side, the other side of the Gemara, the other margin, the double underline that you see there is Hadgoshes Hadugmois L'shem Atzrichus Shemuzbar BaGemara, highlighting the different cases and justifying why we need each one of them to be taught. So if you scan ahead within the bracketed section of Gemara, you see what's double underlined. All these cases, Grogos Deveila from Daftes, Bosar from our Mishnah, and also Delis is double underlined, the case of the door. Now the Gemara, within the brackets. The Ha Omruha Beis Shammai Chado Zimna, according to Rami Bar Chamo's explanation, that we're talking about a person who said, Hareini Nozir Mi Besara. Is that not already something that Beis Shammai taught in the previous Mishnah, where he said, Hareini Nozir Min Agro Gros? Omar Rava, Tarti Tlas. Rava says that we need all of these examples. These two examples of Pora and Delis, and the third example, Grogros from the Mishnah before. V'chein Toni Rabbi Chiyo Tarti Tlas. And Rabbi Chiyo, who authored Brises, he also has in his Brises these three examples. V'chein Omar Rabbi Shaya Tarti Tlas. And Rabbi Shaya also says there are two, three examples. In other words, these Mishnayos are very accurate, and the repeated cases, each one is necessary, Utsrichi, and each one is necessary. And here we have the point. The Itmar Baha, Grogros Udveila, had we had the opinion of Beis Shammai presented with regard to Grogros Udveila, that he becomes a Nazir, even though he said he's going to be a Nazir from Grogros and Devela, Hosam Hu Diamri Beis Shammai Havi Nazir. There, Beis Shammai says he becomes a Nazir, Mishum de Michlifon Ba'anovim. They're all fruits. Michlifon means they get confused with grapes. So if a person would say he's a Nazir from grapes, he certainly would become a Nazir, because grapes are what the Torah bans for a Nazir. So as to preempt any confusion, we insist on any fruit reference, he becomes a Nazir. Because if you would say, for example, that a person who says, I'm a Nazir from Grogos and Geveli doesn't become a Nazir, he might think the same thing by grapes. He wouldn't become a Nazir, and that would be a major error. Aval Basar Be'anovim Lo Michlaf. But had I not had our Mishnah here on Daf Yud, I would have said that people don't confuse meat with grapes. And therefore, without this Mishnah, I would have been led to think that a person who says, Hareini Nozir Min HaBosar, does not become a Nozir whatsoever. The E Itmar Bosar, and had I had our Mishnah that says that when one says, Hareini Nozir Min HaBosar, he becomes a Nozir, I would have thought that only here he becomes a Nazir. Have a Nazir b'bisra v'chamra. It's customary for people to eat meat together with wine. So wine and meat go together. Avol grogros udvei lo. But had I not been taught the case of Hareini Nazir Daf Tes, the Mishnah from Daf Tes, Hareini Nazir min grogros min udvei lo, I would have thought that that does not bind him to Nazirus, Komash Malon. Therefore, I need to tell you, in addition to our Mishnah of Hareini Nozir Mi Besara, that he becomes a Nozir, if he says Hareini Nozir Min Agros Min Adveli, also becomes a Nozir. Just by stating the Bosar case, I wouldn't have known that the gross veil also would lead to Nazirus. Therefore, it has to be stated. And had we had just these two examples, namely the fig example and the meat example, Hani hu de karmi beishamai. It's in these cases that Beishamai says he becomes a Nazir. And they're both in the realm of things you eat, and we gave explanations for each one. But the case of the door, had it not been stated, I would have thought that there Beis Shammai would concede to Beis Hillel that he's not a Nazir. And had we had the case of Deles, behold, Karmi Beis Hillel, here Beis Hillel says he does not become a Nazir. Would I have known Beis Hillel's position regarding the other two examples? Avo Bahach Tarti, the other two examples, the fig example and the meat example. Emo Modu Lehu LeBeis Shammai. I might have thought that Beis Hillel concedes to Beis Shammai that he does become a Nazir. Komash Malon Delo. Therefore, I need to teach the other cases as well for the sake of Beis Hillel, to tell me that they do not concede to Beis Shammai, and that even in the cases of Hareini Nozir Min Besora or Hareini Nozir Min Grogros Min Advela, Beis Hillel says he does not become a Nozir. Now, we continue with the Gemara with Rava, Omar Rava. Rava here challenges Rami Bar Chama's explanation of the Mishnah. Use the arrows. Mi Kotani, does it say in our Mishnah, like you, Rami Bar Chama, said, Im Omdo Me'eleo, that I'm accepting Nazirus if it stands up, if the cow stands up on its own? That's a central point to the acceptance of the Nazirus. As far as Rami Bar Chama is concerned, you would expect that to appear in the Mishnah if that were its explanation. Elo Oma Rova. So Rava now presents his version of the Mishnah. What's going on? Kagon Shohoisa Poro Revutza Lefonov. There was a cow lying on the ground. V'yomar, Hare Olai Korban. And he said that this cow is upon me a Korban. It could mean that it's upon me to be forbidden. That's how the Rashi seems to learn that he is mazir atzmo. Mazir atzmo means he is removing himself from benefiting from the meat. So he says, upon seeing this cow lying on the floor, he says, it is upon me like a sacrifice if it stands up. Tosfos points out that for a complete understanding of Rava, we really have to wait for the development of Rava's opinion later in the Gemara. The Gemara interrupts with a question before Rava really has a chance to develop his point. So, with that in mind, we continue in the Gemara. Bishlama Pora Bas Korban Hi. If we take Rava's statement literally, that he is dedicating the cow as a korban. In other words, he uses the term korban with regard to the cow. That is appropriate when you're dealing with a cow. Ela deles bas korban hi, but a door. Can you speak about a door being a korban? The term korban would have no relevance to a door. So we have to offer a new, let's say, more accurate explanation for Rava. Elo Omar Rava. Kegoin Shoy Saporo Revutso Lefonov. Same opening. There is a cow lying in front of him. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. The Omar, and the person says, Hareini Nozir Miyayin Im Lo Omda. I am going to be a Nozir from wine, meaning I'm going to accept Nazirus if it does not stand up. So he'll be a Nazir if it remains lying there. The Omda me'aleha, and the animal stood up on its own. According to Beis Shammai in the Mishnah, he becomes a nozir. The man, the speaker, becomes a nozir. Beis Shammai Savri. Turfei dehai gavra. Beis Shammai holds that the main intention of this man, when he said, I'll be a nozir if it doesn't stand up, the main intention of this person was Mishum ukma biyodehu. It was because of his, we'll say, his fear or his concern with having to pick the animal up on his own, by himself. In other words, he has to, the person's exertion of energy to pick up the animal. Meaning, the person was in effect saying, I'll be a nazir if I don't have to pick up the animal. V'halo ukma, and in reality, he did not pick up the animal. The animal stood up on its own. Therefore, he becomes a nazir. And that's what Beis Shammai had said. Beis Hillel Savri, and Beis Hillel in contrast holds, Turfei Dahai Gavra, Mishum Deraviyahu. The main intention of this person with regard to his Nazirus, with regard to his accepting Nazirus, was because of the cows lying on the ground. Meaning, I'll be a Nazir if it continues lying there. The hall kamt. But it didn't continue lying there, it got up. Therefore, he's not a nazir. So at this point, Rava is presenting the Mishnah as someone who is focusing, basically, he's focusing on himself, himself becoming a nazir. And the machlokas is with regard to the conditions in this fellow's mind for accepting upon himself Nazirus. The Gemara asks, E hachi, if this is so, that we're talking about a person and his own Kabbalas Nazirus. Amos Seifa, continue reading on in the Mishnah. And let's see if we can maintain that explanation. It says in the continuation of the Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Af kishomru Beis Shammai, even when Beis Shammai says that something takes hold, that there is some restriction, Lo omru ela beomer hare porazu olai korban, where he refers to the animal, he focuses on the animal and says, the animal is upon me as a korban, as a sacrifice. Pora mi ko matvis bo midi. According to Rava's explanation of the Tanakama, that we were referring to the person's, the man's acceptance of Nazirus, I don't understand what Rabbi Yehuda was reacting to. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is a reaction to that which he heard on the part of the Tanakama. From Rabbi Yehuda really serves as a reflection as to what the Tanakama must have been speaking about. But according to Rava's explanation up till now, the focus was not on the pora, wasn't on the cow, it wasn't on the meat, it was on the person himself, his own acceptance of Nazirus, his conditional acceptance of Nazirus. So what is Rabbi Yehuda reacting to? Rabbi Yehuda says that Beis Shammai speaks about a restriction taking hold, but it's only if he speaks in terms of the Pora being a korban, which leads us to say, but not in terms of the Pora being, let us say, a nozir. But the focus right now is on, from Rabbi Yehuda, you see that the Tanakama must have been focusing on the Pora. And hence these words of the Gemara, of Pora mikom matvis bo midi, means, according to the Tanakama, Lefi Rava's, according to Rava's explanation, is the speaker committing anything to the meat. The Rush is our source of explanation. If you look, we have a double star in the Rush. You can see halfway down the Rush. Mi komatvis bomidi, ma shayich lomar bedaito hoyo shete oser haporo olai kekorban. Ha lo matvis bomidi, elomar beferush hareini nozir miayin. Let's continue now in the Gemara. Elo. And here we have the third stage of what Rava was saying. Kegoin di Omar, Hareini nozir mi besora im lo omda. Man was standing in front of a crouching cow, and he says, I will be a nozir from its flesh if it doesn't stand up. Vi omda me'aleha. And it stood up on its own. Beishamai sabri. Beishamai, who said that the man becomes a nozir, in other words, it takes hold, the Nazirus takes hold, Turfei Dahu Gavra, the main intention of this person was Mishum Ukma Biyodehu. That if he would have to stand up the animal through his efforts, so then he would not become a Nazir. Fahalo Ukma, but he didn't exert efforts in standing it up. Therefore, he does become a nozir. Ubeis Hillel Savri Turfe Dehai Gavro Mishum Duravia. Fahokamt. Beis Hillel holds that the main intention of this person was with regard to a cow that remains lying there. That if this cow remains lying there, then I'll be a nozir. But it didn't remain lying there. It got up. Even though we just explained it in terms of the person becoming a nozir, the lashon though was focused, the initial lashon was focused on the flesh. He said, Hareini nozir mi besora im lo omda. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda made his comment that the prohibition or the restriction will have no effect unless he speaks in terms of porozu alai korban. But saying hareini nozir mi besora, according to Rabbi Yehuda, has no meaning. So at this point, with this third level or third stage of explanation, linguistically, we've solved the problem as far as the reaction of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama was in fact saying Hareini nozir mibasara im lo omda. That was how the Tanakama would present the Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel. And you have the focus on the meat, and Rabbi Yehuda says there's not going to be any restriction if that's how you phrase things. Rather, you would have to say Hare Porazu Olai Korban, and even then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not going to be a Nazir. The meat alone will be usher to him. The Tanakama, on the other hand, has his presentation of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where according to Beis Shammai that said he'll be a Nazir, means if he uses this language of Hareini Nazir Mi Besora, he in fact will become a Nazir. Let us now continue with the Gemara. The last point that we made concerned Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel, who said he's not a Nozir, we said, because the person's main intention was concerning the cow remaining lying there, that he'll be a Nozir if the cow remains lying. Well, it didn't remain lying. It stood up. What can we infer, though? That had, according to Beis Hillel, had the cow remained lying there, so then he would have become a nozir, according to even Beis Hillel. The Gemara now asks, "U Beis Hillel savri lo kam tave nozir? Would Beis Hillel hold such a position that had the cow not stood up, he would become a Nazir for Omri. But Beis Hillel has said, Mi Bisara, namely, Hareini Nazir Mi Bisara, similar to Hareini Nazir Min Agrogrosim Min Advela, Lo Have a Nazir. Was that not, in fact, Beis Hillel's position all along? That if the continuation of the Nazirus is with regard to something that has no connection to Nazirus, Beis Hillel said there is no Nazirus. So why, according to this explanation of Beis Hillel, that the reason for his non-Nazirus is because the animal actually stood up, leaving us to think that had it remained lying there, he would become a Nazir? The Gemara answers, this presentation of Beis Hillel is not a reflection of Beis Hillel's own position. L'tamayu de Beis Shammai Kamri. Beis Hillel here is a reaction to Beis Shammai as follows. V'didon, personally, afilu lo kapnami lo havi nazir. Even if the animal would not have stood up, if it would have remained lying there, he would not be a nazir. For our reasons, that if you accept Nazirus and follow it with unrelated examples, so nothing gets started. However, l'didchu, according to you, Beis Shammai, diamrisu have nazir, that even though you said hareini nazir mi basara, that enables real Nazirus to take hold, odulon mihas, you should at least concede to us the turfe dodein gavra, that the main intention of this man standing in front of the crouching cow, mishum revia, that he would accept upon himself Nazirus only if it continues lying there. That the whole issue in this fellow's mind, his whole, the turfe, the main intention in this guy's mind regarding accepting upon Nazirus, that's only if it would continue lying there. But it stood up. So you should at least say that under these circumstances where the animal stood up, he should not be a Nazir. Oh, Beis Shammai. Love. Beis Shammai reacts and says, not so. Turfe dahai gavra mishum ukma biyodehu. The main concern or the main intention of this person was the need for him to exert his own energies to stand up the animal. That if he would have to do that, then he will become, then he would then not become a Nazir. Namely, if he'll have to exert energies, then I won't become a Nazir. Did he have to exert energies here? No. V'halo ukma. He didn't have to stand it up. And therefore, he does become a Nazir. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.